from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Sheridan Show.
No one should be deluding you by any method, for should not the apostasy be coming first and the man of lawlessness be unveiled, the son of destruction, who is opposing and lifting himself up over everyone termed a god or an object of veneration, so that he is seated in the temple of God, demonstrating that he himself is God. Do you not remember that still being with you I told you of these things, and now you're aware what's detaining for him to be unveiled in his own era, for the secret of lawlessness is already operating. Only when the present detainer may be coming to be out of the midst, then will be unveiled the lawless one, whom the Lord Jesus will dispatch with the spirit of his mouth and will discard by the advent of his presence, whose presence is in accord with the operation of Satan, with all power and signs and false miracles, with every seduction of injustice among those who are perishing because they do not receive the love of the truth for their salvation. And therefore, God will be sending them an operation of deception for them to believe the falsehood, that all may be judged who do not believe the truth but delight in injustice.
It's a lot of scripture.
2 Thessalonians 2, 3 through 12. That all may be judged who do not believe the truth but delight in injustice. What could be more unjust than a God who sends his creation into an eternity of torment? And who at the same time claims to love them? What could be more unjust than a person born into this world, beset with sin, raised in a terrible home,
and then be told that they have to quit sinning to get saved?
Or be told that they have to humble themselves to earn heaven.
Yeah.
It's unjust. And God himself sends the operation of deception for them to believe the falsehood. We are in this day Paul prophesied of, that the apostasy should be coming first. It came shortly after his departure from this earth, and it is thriving today. And the presence of the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is going to be with all power, signs, and false miracles, every seduction. Our Lord himself said that unless the elect were apprised of this thing, that they themselves would be deceived. The coming deception will be so slick and so seductive that even those who claim the name of Christ will go for it. The mainstream nominal Christians will accept the Antichrist. It will be the same situation that our Lord was in the first century. They were looking for the Messiah and they missed him when he came because they did not believe the truth. They delighted in injustice. Likewise, if our Lord were to return today to a nominal mainstream Christian church, he would not be recognized. But when the man of lawlessness comes with every seduction, tickling the hearing with doctrines of you save yourself by your own will, with doctrines of you are going to heaven because you believed, but they're going to hell because they didn't have the wisdom that you had, that is injustice. It is deceit, it is deception, it is a form of devoutness, but denying the power, and these are Satan's primary tools today. Satan is not operating today as he operated in the days of Job when he attacked Job's flesh. Today, Satan is a messenger of light. 2 Corinthians 11, I believe. He's a messenger of light, and his ministers are disguised as dispensers of righteousness. False miracles. it's going to look so good that even Christians, I will say especially Christians, will be deceived, because if we are in an era that is characterized as apostate, then this deception that is coming is going to occur. What better place for it to occur than in the midst of the very people who are waiting for the apostasy? It's going to be in their midst. Yesterday we said that nothing changes, only the names change as we go through history, and we see the religious majority always persecuting the minority. Always, always, always. It is always a remnant that have the truth.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that all these churches on every corner, and you're telling me that the Christians, the believers, are in the minority? Come on, Martin.
True believers are in the minority. If nothing has changed, it's consistent. This is God's modus operandi. It always has been. It was that way with Israel. There was a remnant. That's a very small amount. And it was that way when our Lord came, and it's that way now. As we said yesterday, nothing has changed. Only the names have changed, but the symptoms are the same. A form of devoutness, but denying the power. I believe that is encapsulated. That says it all right there of what is Antichrist. Antichrist is lawlessness. And if you think that lawlessness is wearing black today, you are deceived, because Satan is disguised as a— find that verse, would you, Dan? Satan is disguised today as a messenger of light, not darkness. Of light, not darkness. The bad guys are not wearing black. The people who are wearing black, our Lord ate with and drank with. The obvious so-called people of lawlessness, the people, oh my God, they're at the bar, or the people watching the X-rated movies. Do you think that's where the movement of Antichrist is? It's not. That's the feint. That's the deception. Satan is the father of lies. And again, he's working it in the midst of the religious system. Who would have guessed that the people looking for our Lord would have crucified the Lord? Who would have guessed that the people who are looking for the prophets would have killed the prophets? And who would have guessed that this large popular religion with the mega church, which is more popular than Beatlemania was in the 60s, who would have guessed that this very institution is not going to be fighting the adversary? They're going to be hosting the adversary in their midst. And he is going to be turning the world from God through teaching, through falseness, through false miracles. These people who we talk about, the people who see Mary, the visions at Fatima, all these false, in the Pentecostal church, the false manifestations of the Spirit, people rolling around in the aisles, barking like dogs.
And that's part of the reason.
And that's the reason that the world is turned from God, because they see these people and they say, are you representative of God? Mm-hmm. No, they are representative of Satan. And it goes down the line. You can't point the finger at the Catholics and say, oh, it's only the Catholics. Oh, it's only the Pentecostals. Hey, keep going down the line. It gets finer and finer shades of deception. It's more and more subtle as you get into the Baptist church, as you get into your Methodist church, as you get into your friendly little church on the corner. But you find out what they teach. You find out if there are any doctrines of demons there, as Paul said in 1 Timothy 4. In the last day, perilous periods, and there's going to be doctrines of demons, teachings of demons that will tickle the ear, human free will, eternal torment. None of these things are true.
Hold on. I want you to think about what you just said. Now, most people listening to us either don't like us or they're mad now. But I want them to think for a minute. What would a demon teach? What do they think a demon is?
What would a demon teach?
Do you know when those popular gospel tracts are done by this guy who does drawings?
He's Jack a Baptist, Chick.
Jack Chick. He always paints the demons looking like the ugliest creatures. It's the most deceptive, deceiving literature on planet Earth. It's like Dante on steroids. You think the demons look like that?
They love that character because it takes all suspicion away from where they're really working today.
Now, think about this. What would a demon teach today? Do you think a demon is inhabiting Hugh Hefner? I know we bring these people up because we want people to realize it is not the sexual sins, and he's not in the Jack Daniels cover. He is in a suit, in a swivel chair. You will not find Satan today in the bars or in the pornographers. You find them in the professor's chair and in the pulpits. And if you don't believe that, you have a problem. Do you actually think if he's a master of deception, he's an angel of light? Where would an angel of light appear? As a minister of righteousness. Not as a peddler of drugs. An angel of light would appear as one representing religion and God. And the scripture says in 2 Timothy 11 that he's being transfigured as a dispenser of righteousness.
And what would Satan teach? Go back to that question. Would a demon, doctrines of demons in 1 Timothy chapter 4, would a demon teach the success of the cross? Would a demon teach that the Savior, Jesus Christ, does such a complete work on the cross that he's going to save even us? That even we, the demons, the demon world, are going to bow our knee to the Father? That the scripture is true, that every knee will bow, those on the heaven, those on the earth, and those beneath the earth. Would a demon teach that? Or would a demon teach the failure of the cross? Would a demon somehow subtly twist a wrist and say that, yeah, Jesus saved you, but you still have to believe it, and if you don't, you're going to go to hell? What would a demon teach? That's an excellent question.
What did Satan's first words of Scripture? Did God really say you must not eat of every tree of the garden?
He questions the Word of God.
But notice how he did it. He questioned the Word of God by questioning his goodness. God told Adam, you can have Yahweh Elohim, their Lord God, said you can eat everything. It's all yours. Satan comes in and says, did he really say you can't have anything to eat? Notice how he does it. That insidious way of doing things.
He doesn't blow himself up. He's not a suicide bomber.
And then,
it's not that obvious.
And once he introduces the question, then he brings an outright denial. He comes in by introducing a question, and then he brings denial. And that's what we have. We got going on here today. The question and then the outright denial of truth. Why? So people can get the knowledge and insight that they can be as gods, knowing good and evil.
The doctrine of eternal torment says that the majority of mankind is going to end up in hell, where apparently Satan is the president and CEO of hell.
According to the Chick tracks, yes. And, he's down there.
Not according. The Chick has the boldness and the honesty to put this stuff in living color on these idiotic tracks, but this is the belief of your little church on the corner there that you talked about.
And it's even the belief of most mega churches. They all believe in eternal conscious torment.
I'm supposed
but they
to
won't
sit
preach
there?
It.
Yes, and I'm supposed to sit there.
Can you imagine?
And believe a doctrine of demons.
Can you imagine the mega church people think that those crazy people who are out there yelling this stuff in the streets, they think they're crazy.
They think they're crazy.
And yet they teach the same thing.
They teach
the same thing.
They just don't go out and yell about it, but they should. At least the people on the street with a stupid megaphones are honest. And I'm supposed to go sit there amongst the hypocrites? Paul says, shun. Paul says, run. Paul says, flee. Unrighteousness. That is unrighteousness. It's hypocrisy. And it's the biggest evil going today. Nobody knows the damage that this doctrine has done over the ages of people that have died in unbelief because they cannot believe in the ridiculous, heinous, vindictive, cruel God of Christianity. I mean, untold damage it has done to people who think that this is the true God, and it's not coming to them from the Playboy. It's not coming to them from the New York Times. It's coming to them through Christianity in their mainstream mistranslated Bibles. It's an absolute travesty. Sorry,
That was Operator Eric.
Oh, my gosh.
We promise we will get a little more happy here soon.
No, I don't promise that at all.
I don't either, actually. I just wanted to sound nice for a minute.
You just wanted to sound nice because you wouldn't have a form of devoutness right at the end there. But
no,
I say no.
I
say no. I'm not into form. I'm into substance. And you're the same way, Sheridan.
That's right.
Why when you and I met each other, it's like, we're birds of a feather. We want to get past the crap and get into the substance, baby. That's what we're all about. We're going to do it again.
Maybe tomorrow I'll join you on this program.
We're going to do it again tomorrow. God help us.